40 Days of Promise. Just ask. Jeremiah 33:3. Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. Hi, this is Jim Brown. I remember being a Boy Scout many years ago, working my way up through all the ranks all the way to Eagle Scout, being a patrol leader, then a senior patrol leader, and on. But one thing I would guess all former Boy Scouts remember is our motto, be prepared. I remember as senior patrol leader leading the meetings from time to time and then yelling out at the end, are we prepared? To which all the other boys would answer, we are prepared. Most everyone wants to know what is coming up next in their lives so they can prepare. Take the weather. We want to know the forecast so we know how to dress, whether it's going to be rain, snow, hot, or whatever. Most people don't like to be surprised and prefer to be prepared. But life happens. For instance, earthquakes just happen, and usually without warning. We've gotten better at weather prediction, and yet rogue storms can still come out of nowhere. But have you ever considered that in life, knowing at least a little about what is going to happen next can be helpful? Here, the Lord tells Jeremiah to ask, then to expect that the Lord, who knows everything, will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. With all that's going on today, wouldn't it be helpful to know about things to come? How is your relationship with the Lord, by the way? Jeremiah was one of God's prophets, and so his relationship with the Lord was good, of course. We today can have an excellent relationship with the Almighty through what Jesus did for us on the cross and rising from the dead. And when Jesus went back into heaven, the Holy Spirit came here and can live in us through Christ. So if you want to know what's happening, ask and then be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 46:10. My prayer, Lord, help me to slow down and wait upon you. Help me to ask whatever's on my mind and heart and then to stop, wait, and listen for your answer. Thank you. Amen.